don't know, but I'll move these around.
Shower?
Yeah, very.
We're retired, man.
That works.
All right, right there.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Josh?
I'm good. Well, that's it. Let's get started. Welcome everybody to the Richfield City Planning Commission meeting of March 4th, 2026. Item one on the agenda is roll call. Everyone is present. Wayne is excused and May is maybe running late. We'll see on that. Item number two, public hearings. We don't have any this week. Item three, administrative actions. 3A, Tyson Thompson Dad's Garage to be relocated to 375 North, 800 East, C2 use in a CG zone. Come on up, Tyson. Come to the table.
Scary.
So, get you a chair. So, what are we talking about tonight?
So, there is a building that is located behind Steve Reading. Mm-hmm. Steve Reading is buying that property and proposed to me to rent that building from.
Okay.
And so, I'm just looking to move my business. It's located at Kendrick Center Street here. We have a location because the shops are bigger.
Yeah, you've got plenty to work on.
Yeah. The shop space I have now is only about 700 square feet.
So cute, though.
So, I just need a little more room.
Okay.
So.
That's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
Dave, what do we need to do?
This is a C2 use, yet it's kind of interesting that it's a C2 use commercial. That's what he's really choosing for. You guys, prove it or set conditions and see if there's any issues with it.
He's right next door to Kelly Greenwich.
Yeah.
Which is already the same use.
AMR, he's sitting up here. I don't know if this is
G-Pos. Yeah.
His shop is, this is the building back here. Yeah,
okay.
And they're purchasing that? Steve Regan? I guess I didn't even know there's another shop back there.
I don't think I've ever noticed it.
Yet. Yeah, it's most people, I didn't know it was there until they come to me and back there. Look, I'm not focused. So.
Will your entrance just be their same entrance?
I don't know for sure. I did not look at the property boundaries, but I assume that there is a property line between them. The search and rescue building is being rated as illegal access for that. And I checked that it is sewer and then water to that location.
Can you look that up? See if there is how that property is?
I think it would have to, or it was a separate property, be a flagship parcel. Flagship, flagpole.
Flag lot.
Yeah.
Flag whatever.
So do you own a tow truck? So you don't have to worry about access. Well, is it big enough to get that vehicle back and forth?
As long as, you know, just to drive in to that shop and work on it and grab it out. So the reason Steve Regan is buying it is because their property, the way it sits, they actually park some of their trucks on that property already. And so they didn't want to lose that parking space that they use currently. So they wanted to buy it, but they didn't necessarily need it to buy it. So
that's easy. It's they have a flag on there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a.
I don't believe there's a divider between the two. I don't think that's going to be an issue if you want to get like a tow truck.
Yeah, I mean,
tow trucks, if they have to pull in, there's plenty of room to pull in back there, turn around, and pull back.
property, life property, dairy property.
Does anybody have any questions? All right, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion that we approve Tyson Thompson's gas garage to be relocated to 375 North, 800 East, and to C2 use in the C2 zone.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Blaine, second by Wes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
None opposed.
Easy work.
Good luck.
All right, item 3B, Veronica Abuhanda, how'd I do? To request a conditional use to operate a daycare called Bees Cozy Nook at 791 West Ogden Drive, C1 use in the R110 zone. Dave's going to pull it up on the map here.
Can we ask questions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So are you living there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My parents own the home. I'm looking to transition to purchase the home. But I currently live in California, but I do live in.
Okay. So you're going to put the daycare in the home that you'll be living in, currently
yes,
living in?
Yes, I have an area in our basement to
have the daycare. And is there an exit out of the basement?
Yes. Yes, there
is. Okay, so you have an outside entrance and exit out into the basement. Yes. Okay. So egress would be good.
So is that profits fenced in the rear there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I also did get, I had the fire chief come out and inspect my home as well as the health department, which I have the people here that are ready to pass my home.
You know all about that here.
Yeah, let's see. What else did they ask me? How's parking?
Parking's good. The drop-off would be right there in the front of the house, drop-off and pick-up, and there is still quite a bit of room for residential traffic to and from, and drop-off would be anywhere from 7:45 to 8:30 in the morning, and pick-up is between 5 and 10.
If I pay more than have the daycare just around the corner from that, doesn't she?
She does.
My daughter went to her for a while. Yeah. How many kids are you trying to take?
Currently, I'm not statewide at the moment. I can take 8 kids as of right now.
Okay.
Currently, it's just my daughter and I am watching my little girl. So once I'm statewide, I can take that to 16.
Okay.
Any questions?
No, I'm excited. We need more daycare. That's great. I'll send people your way.
Lunch facility. You have a place to fix lunches and that kind of thing.
That's the health department side of it.
Yeah, that's true. They would have to sign off on that, wouldn't they?
Yep.
And I do have the paperwork if you'd like to look at it. But he did sign off on it. I do have my kitchen upstairs for all 3 years of meals for them.
I motion, can I have a motion yet? Or do you have
ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. I motion that we approve a conditional use to operate a daycare called Bees Cozy Nook at 791 West Ogden Drive.
Okay, motion by May, second by Roxanne. All those in favor say aye.
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 None opposed. Best of luck. All right, item 4. Minute approvals from the February meeting. I was sick that month, so you guys have to tell me.
I just read through this, and I didn't see any changes to it.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to approve them.
Okay. Motion by Ray, second by Blaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
None opposed? Item 5A, Kelly McAlee to discuss proposed garage facility at approximately 100 South and 100 West.
So he's not here tonight, so I would just...
All right.
I'll make a motion to table that.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Blaine, second by Wes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item 5B, proposed RM11 development standards amendment, review and discussion of a proposed ordinance amending table 31-3 of the city zoning ordinance to clarify and revise RM11 zoning standards, including lot size, density, setbacks, open space requirement, building height, and spacing between structures. The proposal also includes related definition updates in Chapter 17.23, open space, usable space, setbacks, and yards. So I guess this is Kendall's portion.
Hi, good evening, everybody. This lady involved all of me. And we also have a lot of contributed about this last time. So, this agenda item is David Richardson's request. David, can you share the screen real quick?
Oh, yes.
So tonight's discussion is just a continuation of the conversation that we had last time about the Mark 11 zoning district amendment. This is more to make sure that I already have sufficient time the various stages that are being proposed. So as you guys remember last time, I spent a lot of time talking about maybe closer gaps as to what most of the grant areas will time be. So one of the things that I did for seeing the last time we got together at the meeting is I got gone through the files because we had several different versions of track changes going on, just becoming a little bit chaotic to me. So I did move forward to version 3 that's just a clean up version of the story, which before we were doing it and all the stuff that we were doing from last time. So obviously we've got sort of those that you had, and I hope you don't mind. I first got into a lot of conversations about wanting to extend size of modern housing and making housing more affordable. So I thought it might be beneficial for you guys to be able to intersect some of the future code it's from that. That's the thought behind this addition of your three rooms. Basically, just giving you a little bit of a way that maybe when you've got R11 or R24 of the proposals, that maybe you could, your objective, you know, your promotion of owner occupancy, monitoring housing, or protect homebuyer housing opportunities, that you may require as part of that next application approval. Either a development agreement or a classification or other similar mechanism to try to achieve that. That way you've got a way to actually hold the developers accountable that are saying, yes, you know, this is a moderate housing, you know, development effort. And that way you can actually get some of those deeds rights so that it can be saved along that line. You're going to be last question is just some measures that we can discuss with the amendment to the definition of space. Making sure that we're talking about multiple types of open space. You know, and open space is next to the parking areas, drive aisles, or other spaces with vision areas. Pretty common stuff up there. And then you know, thought that it might be helpful to add more of the transition control.
If you would like moderate housing to be defined,
Along with that, I also want to say that there already is an existing definition in LISMA. So in 1020, the state is already known that for you, it is defining moderated from.
Yeah, that's what I pulled my tool. Both of them, yes.
I appreciate the info that you sent us about the median houses prices and the affordable house. I had no idea Utah was for $662,000 for a median price.
I mean, a lot of that's local, south and northwest, still affects us. Big places like Park City that
Yeah, but you look at Nephi, and all their homes are $100,000 or more cheaper than the homes here.
Mm-hmm. Same size?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Some of the houses listed for sale here are $650,000+. A very similar home in Nephi is listed at $500,000.
That's why Nephi's housing market's
growing. If that was supply and demand, their housing market should be higher than ours.
Yeah.
I have a question about this owner occupancy section. I really like it. Can we just make it stronger? As I'm understanding it, we may require it, which is fine, but how does that work? So a developer comes in.
Goes back to that development agreement.
It just goes back to the development agreement.
What the commission city wants to hold them to. So if they did a string of townhomes, you might say half of that has to be owner occupied.
Okay.
Can't be rental.
So they still would come through here.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to
clarify. And I'll clarify too. Sometimes it can be sufficient to have classification. It just sort of depends on the specific
what do we need to do?
Well, thanks. Just kind of our last discussion tonight. McLean has suggested that the city council have a work session to look at this too, so that this necessarily need to be a joint session with you guys, just a session then to look at it so we can get some bought off on it. And then next, and we're going to try to do that this month, so next month, this new public hearing phase. So that's kind of how we look at this city council.
How much
the council has to say what their thoughts are on before we move public hearing phase. And then public hearing, and then you guys have to public hearing, just see what else.
How much has the city council been involved or did know about it?
That's why we want to have a work session, just to kind of walk them through what the changes are and what's being suggested beforehand, so that they don't feel like they're even ducked out of the.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to get them involved with it early on.
So they have an idea.
Yeah. So then they can feel like they felt like
they have to be the final approval anyway.
Yeah, they do. So when do you want to do that?
I like what you're thinking. I'm trying to get a public hearing by April, like you said in your email. I think that would be nice to get it going.
Yeah. And so tonight, it's just discussion item that we have to do anything with it. If you have any changes you want to make, it's fine. Next step is the council agenda. I don't know if that'll be next week or the week after.
chew on it, see what they think, see what modifications they want to make. If they want to make the modifications, we'll be back in a little bit. That's good.
Well, I like what you guys have put together. I haven't been here for a couple of months, but I think this is what we were intending. We've seen some bad developments come through, and I really like the definitions being added to this. What is open space? What is usable space? What are setbacks? Asphalt and concrete are not playgrounds. So I think you're heading in the right direction. The city council does need to chew on this. We should get them a cleaned up version, send it to them immediately, and then set the work session date so they have time to ponder it.
Do they need to add that, you know, just process that?
Doing steps.
Yeah, so Kendall's going to make a cleaned up version of this.
What they recommend.
Yeah. And then that's.
Yeah, they actually have it, so I'll just start resembling today so that it can be really long.
You know, would it be appropriate just to add in the definition of affordable housing? It's probably the case with some of the.
Yeah, absolutely. No, keep it up.
I know it's
competitive,
but sometimes it's good to have it in our
code
too, so.
No, you're good. Like I said, I just wanted you to be aware that that's the already has covered.
Yeah.
But it's never a bad idea to double up on that.
All right.
It's just a discussion item.
All right, we'll move on to item 5C, other visitor 5C, discuss adding a definition of affordable housing to the city code. We kind of already did that.
Yep, we did.
So that's done. Then we can go to item 6, other business. What do you got, Dave?
Tim, did you want to talk to them about your...
Yeah.
Go ahead, come up to the table.
So I have this property is R110. I guess that's pretty normal, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
So R107. So we bought that corner house out there when Drossel was built. So we bought that piece of property.
What's the width on that?
45.
45.
So with that lot and the lot right above it, they're all obviously going off the floor. Pretty good. So we built the property. We're just trying to figure out what. And I was just trying to look at the R110, the R11.
So the R110 is your traditional quarter to a third of an acre lot. So you need 2,000 square feet total for that to qualify for its own lot. We're not close to that.
No.
Here we're going to try to pull some property and get where 25 feet back in the southern. So we're all going to be like the same time.
Now, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I know there's some things in the legislature right now. They're discussing some modifications to what's allowed for what we have to allow for any use. Currently, we have to, if an accessory dwelling unit is within the footprint of the homeowner's home, meaning that the homeowner occupies the home, they want to have an ADU within the footprint of that home, we have to allow it under state code. Now, currently, we don't have to allow casitas, and we don't allow casitas to be leased, rented, or sold separately from the main home.
casita as a detached building. State legislature may be looking at making this allow for casitas to be rented separately from the home. Now, if that change happened and you wanted to tie these two lots together like that, if you have a survey redrawn to combine these lots or have a lot tie agreement where that becomes an accessory building to this home here, then there's some opportunities that I don't know if that's going to happen in the legislature right now or not.
That happened on the other.
Yeah.
Well, not if this change in the legislature happens. So.
Is that one lot now, or is it currently two separated parcels?
It's two separate parcels. So what happened way back when the movie was a veteran. I don't know where that is. Oh, Albrecht owns this home here, and he had this lot here, and it was all one lot. He divided it off. And it's one of those odd things that probably shouldn't have ever been done.
Right.
It's actually an illegal lot.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 75 feet wide. It's going to be a separate lot. It got, for some reason it happened, maybe it was before that was in the vote, I don't know. And so what it's done is it's created a weed patch that Carl calls it the Queenstown.
Calls it what?
Calls it the Queenstown. So I have to send letters to whoever owns this home in this lot to clean up the weeds.
So now it's him.
So now
I'm going to assume you did your neighborhood a favor buying that, because besides the weeds, when I was out doing some route inspections, that place was rough.
Yeah.
It was really rough.
So we're just trying to figure out if there's my thought is we'd like to put a little nice home on it. Talk about affordable housing. How long is it going to go for the cause? We'd like to put a house on it. Sell that.
I don't know how you'd build it because of your setback requirements.
You'd have to, we'd be like 20 up here. Well, so
that says it's 45. That means you're 45. So yeah, actually, I had a house plan.
Okay, so you're 45, so okay. So it's not 45.
We can find a house that looks big. Of course, it won't be that big. I like the house across the street.
Go down to the street view.
The other option would be to apply for zoning, for zone change, to change it to an R and allow.
Well, that's worth it right now.
So I mean, spot zoning isn't necessarily, it used to be illegal, but now, I mean, now it's just kind of down upon it. And he could apply to change his zone to normal 6 for that lot. He'd have to go through the public hearing process and all that for it. We can change that lot to R16, which requires a 6,000 square foot lot. So that's one option.
When you talked about something about annexing or trading part of that.
Another one, give us another 11 feet, so we can push that back, another house. We can make that kind of, instead of both
You said something about the same size as the homes on behind us.
Yeah, behind them, those homes are just little. I don't know if I'm going to do that one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that home is, but it's just the next home. That's going to just be a nice little start. We used to have a board of adjustments. We don't have that anymore. For you can do something like that.
Yes, through a variance.
I was on the board of adjustments a long time ago. We had situations like this where it's better to have rethatch or something like that. You know, they could make a variance. So.
And I guess, you know, Carl will be more upset that you'll rethatch for the whole.
Yeah.
Can we choose the one he's most upset with? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Kidding.
So I think if there's any opposition to public hearing things, that would be anyway, that was one option I could offer for you.
You what?
You want me to offer buy it from your price to that. That was for you. That's what we're trying to figure out what options we have for your obviously.
I would ask you to look at taking some property off of the home property and making that a little bit wider. Give you more some more options of what to do with it.
You're closer to 8,000. 7,000 square feet of
that
stuff.
Yeah, we do have normal things. So mm-hmm. That's an option.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. If you get 8,000. And these are not exactly going up to the glass, just a casual.
That's a building.
Yeah. Part of the structure.
Any part of the structure.
Yeah. Yep.
Looks like a foot, but,
yeah, I'm just gonna
so, I mean, I like the idea that you're not trying to put a fourplex on it.
Yeah, well.
How does that compare to that one little log on 300 North? Is it similar? Yeah, the one that runs north and south that we discussed a few months ago that we're trying to bore under.
Well, they didn't have access to the utilities.
Yeah, I mean, is lot wise, is that something?
It was great.
Was it? Was it an R110?
I think so.
Was it?
This is very rough. I don't.
That first west. Yeah, that one's. I don't know what else you do with that. Yeah, that one's a tough one, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I
figured we can pull something out of the
meeting. So, there's a house. So on 100 North, about 300 East, there's a brand new house in the middle of the block. And it was built lengthwise, like you're talking. 200 or 300 East, somewhere around
there. You know that one right at the bottom.
Yeah, I've got built last year. No, it's on the 100 North Street.
Oh, 100.
It's on the south side of the road.
Oh. Oh, it's quite a distance here, huh?
No. No, that one's two houses now. It's that empty lot.
Oh, it's the empty lot, right? Oh, okay. That's the one we did the sidewalk discussion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the width on that? It's deeper.
Yeah, we're only interested in 60 feet.
Yeah,
and that was a mountain climbing plot.
Mm-hmm.
But that one isn't a variable lot.
Hey.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, sorry.
I have a question about whether or not the North Fork could encroach in the setback. You do have a little bit of leeway in the approach. You might check out 1713-180.
Yeah, you can go 5 feet into the front setback. Yes.
It says a maximum of 8 feet in the front yard setback, but it does need to be a minimum of 15 from the front property line.
So, I'm trying to help spread that out. Okay. On this one, it was in the side to
set back. Yeah, I've got a driveway on the west side, and then whatever the minimum setback was on the east side.
See, on what side, what square footage of a home could you build on it? 600 square foot. Wow. Would be like a 3-bedroom home?
I thought we could actually get a 4-bedroom house. Like with the main brother in the house, it would be like 450.
So price set 250, 300,000?
Yeah, I would try to be just, I think it could be like a 3.5.
It's strange to believe it started on 350,000, but that's what they are.
Yeah. I mean, if it were me, I would have that start with them. That's just me.
That'd be hard. Yeah.
That was a lot for us.
The good thing is, you're turning under already in there. Of course, that means this is not under your plot, so you're going to have and like I said, the zoning thing is not guaranteed. You want something, the Planning Commission will have to approve that for public hearing. City Council will have to have a public hearing. They all have to. So,
not on the web and stuff, are they trying to change it so we can get more homeless or homeless on the block?
Yes, but just in the RM11 zone, which is a moderate to high density. The RM10 zone is less dense zone. So, it's kind of a least dense zone until you get to like the acre lots and the rural zones.
I was just
a little bit shop on it and walk everything.
Right? Yeah, you just have to do a lot of agreement and you do that.
Or from the trailer.
Yeah.
That's what happened to the Mr. Put a term into, you know, we said we're gonna sell another house. Said, yeah, we'll push it off there. Try to avoid that.
Are you going to eventually sell that other house, or are you renting it out? What's your plan with that? So you're trying to get this project underway before you sell it, so that somebody buying it knows what they're doing.
Yeah,
make a drawing, bring it back.
You guys think you should apply for a loan change?
I would. There's no reason we wouldn't be able to approve an R16 there. Or an R18 or whatever. I'll throw a fit.
Mm-hmm. Do we have to do anything to move the property line over towards the cars? And some kind of change there?
Also, have to have a resurvey.
If you resurvey for us, then we have most people taking the back of the head. They're not.
But you own both pieces of property. I guess I don't know how that would work.
You have to get a redrawn. I'll show that much wider for that one.
It kind of like a lot line adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what it would be, just a lot line adjustment. Which is very simple. You tell your surveyor does it, bring it in, sign it, and it works.
Here's what we would like to do anyway.
Yet, apply for the zone change, I think that you know, you can make application. You would have it ready for
the hearing and stuff next month, and then you make the move pretty quick.
Thank you for
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one to do this.
I would like to see that lot get widened and then you'd be able to put a decent home on it, 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 4-bedroom.
Yeah.
I'd be just fine.
I mean, if somebody's not into big yards, that's what, I mean, it will look good. Myself, I love big yards. And there's not a lot of those in town, so it hurts my heart a little to see it break up, but it's still two residential homes, and instead of a condo or a townhome or a duplex or a...
I'm thinking I've got grandkids who can't get into affordable housing. This would be a perfect... Or a young family. Anyway, I have a personal bias for that. So I prefer this over fourplexes. You know.
Okay.
That's kind of what we're trying to do here.
Got anything else, Dave?
Don't believe so. I actually did add one thing on the agenda. Like I said, it's probably for home sometimes. I didn't know how we are in a lot of discussion. So I did put it on. Just talking about maybe not having the fire suppression on black box. And also, I have that group I can fire chief on.
So maybe next one.
Ray?
Nope.
Last?
No, sir.
This is my last night.
Oh, no.
I'm done.
Yes, sir. You're home? That sounds so fine.
I'm under contract. I've done the home inspection. I'm making a few minor fixes. And
where are you going?
Glenwood.
Wait.
It's also not me, right? So,
yeah.
Can't we get Barry or something?
It's not that far away. It's not that far away. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
hate to lose you, Josh.
Just the yeah. One home and
yeah.
Yeah, so her house still has to sell on Nephi, but she's had it under contract once already. And it's a really nice home, and I don't think it'll last too long. So.
Congratulations.
Well, it's been awesome having you on here, Josh. We're going to miss you.
So, for next month, and I guess I'll share this as well, Wayne just got put in the shipwreck Sunday, so he's. Also going to the commission. Said he'll stay on until we find some replacements. Anything that's what I see like checklist.
That's the best job.
Cool.
Once you turn on it.
You don't have to do the motions. All you do is read the agenda, give your input. That's it.
That's not true.
That's all I do.
You have a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, that's
you.
A lot.
A lot of knowledge.
And I went through the end of the year.
So,
my term is not very long.
No. That's me. So, yeah. Oh, no.
So, my advice to you guys is
run.
Didn't know.
We're looking at you, Wes.
When we're in the meeting, the commission's in charge, not the developers.
Not the public. Coming.
And just because a developer cries about profit or they've got so many people asking them for a rental or whatever, it's don't fall into their blown smoke. We're here to represent the city, and it's okay to be contentious and push back. And I've done that a time.
And the best advice is to listen.
Yep. That's one thing they'll teach you at the Region Summit. That's coming next month, isn't it? Or this month?
May.
So all of you need to go to that, take some classes. They're very good. The commission's job is to listen. And then when we're in discussion of the action item, they're not to interrupt. That's our time. That's for us to ask them questions. So sometimes we get in the habit of back and forth, but really that time is for us to ask them questions, not have a debate. I'll leave it at that. Blaine, what you got? Roxanne?
I don't have anything.
May?
Should I?
No.
I'm kidding. I love being on the committee. It's been good. It's stressful sometimes.
I was trying to send you a picture of that book. I couldn't get it.
That's okay.
Anyway, I think you had a copy.
Thank you for the book.
That's my copy, so.
I gave you Josh's copy.
Oh, thank you.
I actually have a new copy.
No, that's will you sign it?
No, I won't.
So how will you, advertise for replacements?
Ask for names.
Yeah, I'll ask for names, and I'll also advertise it. Put it on social media. If you got a name, like, give it good. But if you know somebody that's interested, I'll reach an application.
Okay.
Put in a hat. The mayor actually makes the appointment, the advice, and can see the council.
I'll put the word down.
Yeah.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Blaine, second by May. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I just got a new phone.
Josh, congratulations on your birthday.
What?
Oh, I figured it out.
Yeah.
I figured it out.
No, I
have Apple every day.
Oh, really?
But all new.
Well,
together, like, just every computer is on here.
So.
So.